The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hello, it is I, Victoria, your DM, and I am here today to say that I am having severe technological issues, as in my rig has been dying for some time. Today it doesn't want to work. The inevitable can no longer be delayed, and I know what I'm doing this week, and that is upgrading my computer. So I'm sorry there aren't any bells and whistles in this episode because my computer was not cooperating, but you've got the core of what you listen to us for. So we hope you enjoy. This was a fun one. Bye.
Welcome, welcome, welcome! We are back, and we have leveled up! Ding, ding, ding!
Hooray!
Level 10. Why don't we start with hooray?
Hooray!
Oh, okay.
I no longer play Keela, I now play the character Hooray! Okay, so I got a few things this level. I mean, I hit point maximum, et cetera, et cetera. So my last little crumble of bardom is holding onto bardic inspiration, which now gives a D10.
Yeah.
My spirit assault has been improved. The attacks from my spirits now do, it's farther distance. It's up to 15 feet, and it now does 1d8 plus your charisma modifier in necrotic damage. It used to be 1d4. Plus four, so that's up to 1d8. And I now have something called Dirge of Doom. So when I rage, I create a sense of growing dread in your enemies. You can use which debuff to give your enemies, and the debuff options are disadvantage on attacks, skill checks, or saving throws. And they have to make a will. It says will save, but I assume that that's constitution, probably.
That's wisdom.
Wisdom, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. We are using an older edition bard.
Yes, exactly. So it said will save, but thank you, Victoria. So any creature within 30 feet that are able to hear my performance can be affected by this Dirge of Doom. This effect persists for as long as the enemy is within 30 feet and you continue your performance, which is up to 1 minute. Creatures that are immune to being frightened are not affected by this feature. And I also got one more cantrip, so I picked Thunderclap.
Okay, can we talk about how cool that Dirge of Doom is? Like that, okay, what, can you just imagine, like, it's dark and, like, thunder clouds and, like, it's lightning and thunder and you're just, what, how do you perform again? Is it bagpipes? We don't have bagpipes right now, so drums?
We don't have bagpipes right now. Is this still
my,
that
would be a good dirge instrument, bottle? Though.
Yeah, is this, I think it's still my bottle because I lost my loot in one of our boss involutions.
Wow. Somehow my image of you got a little less cool, but that's okay, that's okay.
Y'all, we need to like get me an instrument, something that's cooler than a jug.
I mean, maybe
can anything be cooler
for a long time than
the jug? True, I've rocked this jug these days. All right, y'all. But the other thing is, I'm like leaning heavily in my spells into like thunderclap, thunderwave, shatter, all these kind of like environmental thunderstormy ideas.
B, how's Maypri doing at level 10?
So really similar to like Keela's level up. At level 10, I get intimidating presence, which means that like during combat, I can use my action to frighten somebody with my menacing presence, because we all know how terrifying Maypri is. So I'm incredibly excited for that. And, you know, classic wisdom saving throw or be frightened. And I can only use this once a day. But, like, you bet your hot cross buns I will use it once every single day, because that is so cool. I'm very excited for that as a possibility. And beyond that, I chatted and I asked you if I could. So at level 8 previously, I had simply just taken the ability score improvement. I need a little something else for Maypri right now. I don't feel like I have a lot of abilities or skills or anything outside of combat, not a single thing. So I am going to swap out my ability score improvement for a feat for my level 8, and I'm going to take what everybody in our Patreon had ultimately voted for, and that is lucky. And I feel like that is kind of thematically correct for Maypri. Somehow she has lived the life that she has as trusting and as honest and naive and just seems to get by. And whether that's due to her survival skills or just plain luck, the rest of this campaign will have to tell us.
I mean, lucky is super legit.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. What about Ylaris?
So Ylaris has a couple more hit points, which is always nice when you are squish. But the main thing that she gets at level 10 is powerful bonds. So when I bind spirits now, the spirits are considered a level higher than the spell slot I use to bind them. So they just have a little bit more punch, more pizzazz. Fancier jazz hands. And I grabbed a couple more spells, although I was telling Victoria that I just realized that we haven't really clarified like how spells work for level ups, because for wizards you get new spells every level up and then like what you can find in libraries and shit. For witches it works more like a cleric or a druid, where you have a standing spell list that you can prepare spells from every day. So I don't know, we'll talk. But I did add two more spells, and I have a 2 5th level spell slots now. So I added 1 5th level spell. I added Hold Monster, which I thought could come in handy. Yeah. And then I also added just to spell magic, because that seems like a thing that is ridiculous that we didn't have until now. So
maybe you've succeeded.
Yeah. So 1 utility, 1 paralyzation, and buff spirits.
Buff spirits.
Yeah, just the beefiest immaterial creatures.
So strong.
All right. You have spent the night in an abandoned hamlet that Cowan has left you at that dock, that small fishing dock. This hamlet has fled. They are now refugees. And you spent the night there. And you have rested up as much as you could in empty homes, and you know that the road north leads you to your destination. What do you do?
Is there anything around here that we can eat for breakfast, or is it just too abandoned?
You find a couple of bags of moldy grain in a barn.
No.
I'm good. Yeah, thanks though. Maybe we could feed the birds with it, though.
And I would like to dump the grain out on the ground outside.
That will not be good for the birds.
Oh, no?
No, mold is poisonous. It will make them ill. I'm going to light it on fire.
Whoa.
All right. You light that moldy grain up and it burns. You smell a toasty scent, kind of like popcorn.
Oh, it's not actually that good, though. Huh. Okay, Keela, I don't think there's anything for us to eat. We have water, though, and, you know, that'll keep us going as long as we keep heading north.
I hope we find something. I'm starving.
I mean, if you get really hungry, you could eat, like, grass from the ground. Goats eat it. Can't be that bad.
Maypri, do I look like Ylaris Jr.?
Well, she really enjoys it. I've tried some. I've had some snacks with her.
Ylaris Jr. has very refined tastes, I would like to remind you.
Are you saying that she's above grass?
She's very particular about her grass.
What, it has to be alfalfa or something?
It's preferable. She's probably, like, chowing down on whatever behind me, but
a random patch. Yeah, I think Maypri's definitely, like, eyeing Ylaris Jr. snacking on, like, the most rough-looking patch of grass, you know? Like, it's nothing fancy.
Dry, yellow. So let's hit the road as soon as we can so we can find some food as soon as we can.
I'm going to pull out of my bag that +1 boomerang that I got a billion years ago.
And
sort of look at it and like sort of hold it out towards between Keela and Maypri. Maybe one of you can use this for hunting. I've heard it can be used for hunting.
Can I? Can you pick me? Me, please.
I'll just toss it up in the air. Let's see who gets it first.
Keela doesn't go for it.
Okay.
Maypri's too excited. She can't let her down.
So you give me a dexterity saving throw, yeah. Maypri.
Oh, turns out that's not my forte. How's an 8 for you?
The boomerang hits you. You try to catch it. It hits your arm. It hurts.
Ow!
What? I think with my dex, it probably does 2 damage.
You were supposed to be perfect for me and you hurt me. Keela, I don't want the boomerang anymore.
Are you sure?
I'm so positive.
Okay, I'll take it then. I'm sorry, Maypri.
It's okay. I'm just going to go back to working on my book of pranks.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I forgot about that till right now.
Kristen, remembering like old items for your Larry's brought that back for me. And not that that was an old item, it was just lost in time for us. So that was, this is good.
I was trying to see if there was like food in my bag and I saw the boomerang, so.
All right, you get on the road, Keela, boomerang in hand. Why don't you give me a survival check to see if you see any game?
I would love to. 18!
Ooh. Ooh, yes, you see a hare.
Okay. You know, we probably haven't eaten in a while. I mean, we got in like a huge fight and then we end up in a deserted hamlet. I think they were probably hungry enough to hunt down some hare.
But are we fast enough?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I've literally been eating grass, so anything is an improvement.
Okay, I'll throw the boomerang at it. What's the attack modifier of this boomerang, Kristen?
It is a +1 boomerang. I think it's probably
dex plus your proficiency.
Weapon. I'm assuming you as a bard would be proficient in
boomerangs. We'll say you're proficient in a boomerang. Why not? Unless you think narratively, no, you're not.
I actually, this is one time where I'm going to say that I've probably used a boomerang at some point in my life before. Yeah. I feel like as a bard, it's a very fitting sort of thing where it's like kind of keeping you a little bit out of the battle. You know, you're like, kind of, it's like a good mid-range weapon. That's kind of a bard style, you know. I rolled a 25.
Dang.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you catch that rabbit and the boomerang comes flying back at you.
Is the rabbit, attached. Rest in peace.
Yes, it's rest in peace.
Did it go quickly because I got a 25?
Yes, it did. Okay. You got it in its neck and it died.
And it died.
Okay, well, I don't really want to eat this raw. Do we want to build a fire here?
I have no idea what to do with this. And I will just like walk away. For future reference, it does 1d4 bludgeoning damage. But I think the +1 adds a 1 oh, both to true. Damage and attack rolls. So 1d4 plus your dex for damage plus the 1. So
it's a hare. It doesn't have that many.
It did not survive.
I rolled just for fun and I rolled a 9. Why am I rolling like that is the, fire that is when the, it doesn't matter?
The hit points of like a regular human being, I think, is like 9. So yeah, it's dead. But Ilarius is having nothing to do with the skinning and preparation of this hair, for the record.
Okay, bye.
Maypri, do you want to skin this hair?
Oh, yeah. I used to do this all the time. Okay. I mean, this is just a regular day for me.
And then maybe we can get Ilarius to cook it for us with fire.
That would be good. Turns out I'm not good at starting fires. They get out of control really easily.
Oh, but other than that, you know, if I catch you, skin you, Larry's cooks, we make a pretty good team, right?
My fires are always in control.
Yeah.
Come back.
I can hear you perfectly well from here. I don't know what's happening to my voice right now. It's fine. It's fine.
It's good. It's distance, Larry's. Larry's from afar. Do you want like a survival for something like this?
Yeah, sure, survival.
Wow, I'm not having, so I'm having a hard time.
What did you roll?
6.
I think you do it, but it's not pretty.
Okay.
And the fur is no, like, you can't use the fur for anything.
Okay.
At some point, Maypri will lift, like, the dagger that she's using.
Okay, so I should have said something, like, hours ago, but this knife isn't actually sharp.
I'm going to pull a knife out of my pocket, or, like, you know, out of, I was just to say, like, my hip. Maypri, I have one right here that is very sharp. Why didn't you just ask?
Well, we all had our part to do, and I really wanted to make sure that I could help and do my part.
But, like, and they lift the hair, and, zombie-esque, zombie horror film, you know? I'm so sorry.
I tried. It'll cook. It will. It'll taste fantastic. It's just, I don't know what happened.
It will cook, but next time, Maypri, you can use my knife. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay to ask.
Yeah, I literally never use this dagger ever, ever. It's so okay. Sharp.
I don't even own a dagger. I found this in one of the huts. I should probably do something about that. Ylaris, we need some fire
did
now.
Did you take the insides out? I believe the insides need to not be inside.
Oh, yeah, okay. They're out. It's just don't look at them.
I will cover my eyes and cast Firebolt.
Because that's safe.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. How are we going to do this?
I don't know. I feel like
so. As I want to take a look at this. We have Keela watching, and we have Maypri holding out a hair, and Jilary's eyes closed, fires off.
Maybe also behind the head, because I don't really want to look at it or even turn around, so. It's like, you know, the arrow for with the apple on the head. Yeah.
All right, you have disadvantage.
Fair.
Keela takes like 3 steps back, by the way.
Is there a culinary spirit I can bind? 1 second, I'm just going to check. Could bind a spirit of hunger. That would have been a thing that I could have done beforehand, but whatever. Disadvantage. Ooh, that's a 3. So let me add some things to it, though. It'll be higher than a 3, more or less. 12.
All right. Maypri, dexterity saving throw, please.
Okay. Because I am so good at this. 17.
Okay, so how do you manage to get the hair cooked without yourself getting flamed?
Okay, I think there's a horrifying moment where Maypri kind of calls out to Ylaris, and she's not even having any of it. She turns her back on Maypri and lifts up the hand that she uses to cast
spells. You told me not to look.
And Maypri knows, like, there's the moment because she has her arm out, like, it's gonna cook that way, and then self-preservation kicks in, and she quickly draws her glaive, skewers the rabbit, and puts that out, and kind of steps her body back to create some distance. The pole is gonna get hot, but that's...
I do 14 points of fire damage to the rabbit.
It gets hot.
It's a well-done rabbit, but it's cooked.
Wow!
As I'll turn around and look at it now, I'm like, and I will decline to eat that. I think that does not look delicious, and I will bind a spirit of hunger because I just realized that's a thing I could do. Spirits of hunger both sustain their friends and deprive their enemies of energy. When hunger is bound to you, you require no food or water to survive.
Oh. Wow.
Wow.
So I'll...
Well, that solves your problem.
Yeah, that solves your problems, too.
Oh, it works on us?
You... You have their friends and deprive their energies. Their enemies. Oh. Enemies. So for all of us, all of a sudden... So Ylaris turns around, sort of like eyes the rabbit up and down. Maybe like taps it on the glaive and like parts of it just crumble off in charcoal.
Oh, dear.
Yes, this won't do at all. Never was much in the kitchen. And I will bind a spirit of hunger using one of my first level slots. And, when I release it, it can impart levels of exhaustion on enemies.
That's
ooh,
cool.
So that's neat. So we'll just like
that is neat.
Just sort of I'm gonna like just sort of like just hold that thought for a second. You're just gonna close your eyes and sort of sit down and like meditate for a second and maybe reach out to find the spirit of a deceased chef to come hang out with us for a bit.
Okay. And this deceased chef, who is this chef?
I'm honestly picturing the cook from the Muppets. What's his name? What's his name again?
No.
I'm gonna look it up.
Oh, yeah, the same. This is someone very enthusiastic who hasn't had anyone
the
to cook for.
Swedish chef?
Swedish chef. It's the Rashemi Swedish chef.
Oh, the Rashemi chef.
Oh my god. Okay, so this spirit, everyone can kind of see the spirit of a white clothed portly person and with a mushroomy ballooned chef hat on. And that spirit is just hanging out by Ylaris.
And every now and then he passes you a little ghostly aperitif that's a drink, a little appetizer, an hors d'oeuvre. And
an amuse-bouche.
You can't take it. An amuse-bouche. And you can't take it. You can't eat it. But for some reason, it's very filling. And you sort of get like the ghostly like taste effects of this. Like, I feel like this chef was very ahead of their time and like probably into the like, what's the mini cooking? What's the thing where they use molecular cooking and that kind of thing?
Wow.
So it's very like avant-garde. Like
I eat all of it. I'm just continuously going to him getting more and more of these
orders of amuse-bouche. Deconstructed amuse-bouche.
Yes.
With nitro.
Yeah.
Yes. Frozen crackers.
And like little pearls on everything. And
really
none of
pretty.
It makes any sense, but yeah.
I don't get it.
It's geometric and like shavings and yeah.
All right.
Yes, every now and then you start to hear.
Yeah, Rashemi Chef. Yeah.
As you're munching on ghostly amuse-bouche, you start to notice a mist starting to rise from the lake and to this town. This hamlet.
Oh. That's new.
Hmm.
Should we maybe get a move on?
Yeah, I think we should. Is it coming from the direction of the water?
Yes.
And we're supposed to be moving away from the water, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
We shall do that.
Okay. So
it's been real.
You get up, you gather your belongings, and you head out onto the road. Can I please have a d20 roll from you, Tracy?
15.
What's your perception modifier?
1.
Okay, so 16. It's starting to get shadowy around you, around all three of you. It's supposed to be light, but there are shadows about, and they seem to be almost moving.
Do they seem to be moving in any particular direction or any particular? Is there like a unified way that they're moving?
No, they seem to be almost rippling.
Hmm. How do we all feel about this? This is kind of scary. It was definitely early. Like we just had like a really hearty breakfast and now I kind of feel cold.
I think we should keep going, but stay close and stay sharp, everyone.
Okay.
As you continue along the road, it starts to get darker around you. It's harder to see. You are now just surrounded in a mist, and it is difficult terrain mechanically at this point. You can't see, and the shadows are moving, which causes things to look different. So even just stepping down on the ground, it almost seems as if the ground is moving due to the shadow of blades of grass or a rock or something, and it's off-putting.
I would like to cast heroism on Maypri.
What does that do again?
So until the spell ends, you're immune to being frightened and you gain temporary hit points equal to my spellcasting ability modifier, which is going to be +4 at the start of each of your turns.
Awesome.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to cast it at second level because then I can cast it on Maypri as well. Or sorry, Ilarius as well.
Oh, cool. So wait, sorry, what does it do then?
So you are immune to being frightened and you get 4 temporary hit points at the start of each of your turns.
Oh, nice.
And how long does that last?
That is for up to 1 minute.
Okay. Just as this happens, as you cast that, what does it look like when you cast heroism, by the way?
So it is a touch spell. So I think that I have to kind of find a little bit of bravery within myself when I cast this spell. I feel like I'm kind of imparting some of my own confidence on Maypri and Ilarius. So I think they're close to me, but maybe I just touch both of your shoulders and give them a little squeeze and try and express the confidence through a combination of bringing my own bravery and also, you know, some magic.
From the shadows emerges a large shape that begins to coalesce in front of you. These shadows rapidly begin to slither and slide around each other, forming a massive creature. A type of creature who has its open maw facing you when it coalesces into being. And it's almost as if there are 3 rows of teeth in this thing's mouth. And it lets out a high-pitched screech. And giant wings unfold behind it, made of nothing but shadow. Roll for initiative.
Seems like we're going in the right direction, then.
Yeah! Oh, this thing has so many teeth! I can almost count them from here.
19.
24.
7.
8. This massive beast of shadow is in front of you. Keela, what do you do?
How far away am I from this creature?
You are probably about 20 feet away from it.
Oh, okay.
But don't forget, it's difficult terrain because it's hard to see.
Yep.
So you can only move half.
That's fine. I'm going to move 10 feet towards it. And I'm going to cast Thunder Wave.
All right.
Nice. So a wave of thunderous force sweeps out from me, each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from you. So I think that are Maypri and Ilarius going to be out of that cube? Or should I go up 5 more feet? I guess I should go up 5 more feet, which I can still do because my movement speed is 30 feet. So the creature must make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
DC 15.
It chooses to succeed instead.
Neat. Mm-hmm. Okay, it still takes half damage.
I rolled a 1, but it decides, nope.
Burn those legendaries. Good job.
It's still going to take 6 damage.
It takes how much damage?
6, because it's half of 13. Rounded down, I assume.
It's rounded up.
Oh, okay, well then 7 damage.
Ooh. Yeah, nice.
Be afraid.
And what does that look like?
So Thunder Wave is a very loud spell. So I approach the creature, and I think that Ilarius and Maypri lose me in the mist very quickly as I approach the creature. But I bring my hands together, and from the point where I clap my hands, a loud sound emits from it, so loud that Maypri and Ilarius, they know I'm not far from how loud that sound is. And I think that it sends a wave of force away from me. And I was hoping that it would knock down that creature, but I think I'm very surprised when I see that the creature manages to stay and barely even seem to be affected by it.
Maypri?
When that kind of thunderclap sound rings through her ears, that reminds Maypri that she needs to get mad. This is a serious fight, and despite the initial glee at seeing this creature just kind of form out of the shift and seeing how many teeth it had, so many teeth, she has to muster not only that heroicism that gives a 4 temp HP, but a little bit of that rage that she keeps just beneath the surface for moments like this. So I'm going to go ahead and click that and then run up to it. Approximately how many feet away from it was like
20.
20? Okay, so I have 40 because I'm at half. That will, it's not a good run. It's a struggle. There's like a bit of a stumble. Can't see my feet. Like, that doesn't feel good. The ground, you it's like when you step down and like the step is a little bit lower or higher than you're used to, it feels off. But she's going to go ahead and attack twice with her glaive. Does a 15?
Nope. 15 okay. Does not.
Perfect. Okay, what about a 19?
19 does.
Fabulous. 7, 8, 9, I believe. 9, 10. That'll be 10 damage. And it's kind of sad looking, you know? Not being able to fully see everything that's in front of her. She slashes out once, and it just goes through mist. But then that second swing hits. I don't know what it hits, but it hits something.
Yeah, you can feel it scrape against... It feels sluggish as it goes through this shadowy form.
Nice.
And it is its turn. It stares you down, Maypree, and as you stare into its eyes, you see the void. And that is something that you do not understand.
Mm-hmm.
And the as you stare at it, shadows slide from its being and start to wrap around you. I need a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, I got you. Let me double check one thing because I feel like I've discovered something about myself recently. Saving throws, all right. I can see these things that are wrapping around me?
Yep.
Excellent, I have advantage. How's an 18 for you?
18 does it.
Yes.
So, yep. So you managed. How do you break free of these grappling shadows?
With a guttural scream, she roars and tears them from her flesh like a really strong person would tear a shirt off. But instead, it's these horrible things.
Hilarious.
Looking at this thing, pretty made of shadows, does it give off like an undead vibe or?
It does. You would definitely think that there's something off. And as someone who's so tuned into spirits, I think you would feel that its spirit is not at rest.
I think that also maybe our Rashemi chef is like, brruh, brruh, brruh. So I'm going to put away all of the like damaged things that I was thinking about. And I am going to cast a spirit ward centered on my location, but as a radius of 30 feet. I think it will encompass Maypree and Keela where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is stationary for the duration, so it won't follow me as I move, but it's there. Friends inside can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by undead, which, you know, kind of overlaps with what Keela already did, but they have resistance to all damage from incorporeal undead sources.
Whoa.
So everything that it does should be half damage.
All right.
So I'm going to do that and then back up a bit more. I'm going to sort of back up sort of to the edge of the spirit ward so that I'm like another 30 feet away from it.
What does your spirit ward look like?
It's getting pretty dark out, right?
Yes.
And so I think it is sort of just like this silvery light that starts from Eulari's and then like sort of expands out quite rapidly and like creates this sort of like shimmery dome with like little firefly lights sort of like floating through it. And I will just call out to Keela and Maypree, stay inside this if you can.
Okay.
I'm backing up.
It's really pretty.
And maybe also some of the writhy shadows below sort of shrink back from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rashemi chef goes, hur! I don't think I have anything I can do as a bonus action. I don't think I can. With the spirits, it's not super clear to me
what the release actions are on, like, most of them say, like, they have specific conditions of, like, you can release a spirit when a certain condition is met. So, for instance, like, when you're hit by something or when you miss an attack. I'm trying to figure out if that's as an action or a bonus action.
I would say it's probably a bonus because it's a when something happens.
Releasing a spirit is a bonus action. There it is. Yeah. Okay. So I do have a bonus action I can do. So I will do that. And then I will also, because I have forceful presence, I can force a spirit to grant its release effect, but retain control of it. So I will look at Rashemi's chef and be like, do me a solid. And he will impart a level of exhaustion on the creature, which gives it disadvantage on ability checks.
Nice.
But still gonna keep hanging out with me.
Okay.
And I can do that 4 times per long rest.
Just so listeners know, its condition immunity is exhaustion.
Oh.
Lore chef.
I'm finally using my spirit abilities, Victoria.
Keela.
Rashemi chef just goes, I'm like, you tried, bud. All right.
So as my bonus action, I'm going to get mad. I think that it's one of those things, like, I think that now that, like, Maypri and I both rage, I think sometimes when one of us rage, it kind of, like, inspires the other one to rage or, like, gets us motivated to get mad. So I think I see Maypri getting mad and then I get mad.
Mutual rage.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Share that rage. And I'm going to give it 2 hits with my spirit of the poke.
Yeah.
First is a 22. Second is an 18.
The 22 does it.
That's going to do 10 damage.
And what does that look like?
I think it's kind of like one forward motion where I pull out my rapier and I kind of aim it forward and go for like a long lunging stab with those extra feet that I have. So I kind of take that motion of the step and a swing and just aim right for its middle as near as I can and then pull back. And the second one is a bit of a quicker one. And I think that's why I missed. The first one has that nice long lunge to it. But the second one, I tried to pull back and get in from closer and just couldn't quite make purchase.
All right. And then, sorry, you were going to do something else?
I'm just going to take 5 steps back, or go back 5 feet, I should say.
Okay. You just move back 5 feet.
Yes.
Okay. It is going to...
That prox opportunity attack.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good point.
Lash at you with its multi-toothed maw.
Well, I deserve that.
Keela, no!
Why didn't I see this coming? Why did I forget?
26?
I think that might hit. I mean, I'm not 100% sure.
Double checked.
All right. And that does 16 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Plus 7 points of necrotic damage. Now that's half damage. 23 divided, so that's actually like 13 damage.
Okay, gotcha.
Maypri.
All right.
Keela, what was... You have to be more careful. This thing is terrifying.
I'm so in the moment. I'm so angry in the moment. You know, sometimes you get angry and you make decisions that are too short-sighted. Anyways, don't do what I did.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be reckless, you might as well frenzy.
And I'm going to bonus action frenzy attack, mm-hmm. which gives me an extra attack on my bonus. So that's going to be 3 slashes of my glaive total.
Nice.
Does a 23, 20, and a 16. I have a feeling.
The 23 and the 20 do.
Fabulous. Those aren't great damages. 6, 10, 11, 12. 12 damage total.
What does that look like?
Oh, gosh. Well, to show off, Maypri's trying to be a little reckless. So, like, I think she tries to slash it in its mouth. And the first two, like, she got some good jabs at, like, a cheek or something. But then the last one clacks off of a tooth and she loses a little bit of her footing and focus.
All right. As you do this damage and you slash at this creature, it then just goes, stomps one of its feet down on the ground. And there, this is a gargantuan sized creature. This massive foot comes just slamming down on the ground. You feel the ground tremble from this. And from where its foot hits, you can see the mist just ripple out quickly. But along with it comes this dark, twisting mass of shadow along with the mist. And I need everyone to give me a dexterity throw.
Ooh. That's a 3.
Is it a saving throw?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's a 15 then.
I got an 8.
Still a 3.
All three of you take 6 necrotic damage. So that's already been halved. It was 12.
Okay.
And you are all knocked prone from the force of this. You can feel this necrotic energy just tickling at your skin. It almost feels like pins and needles. And then, after that, it is going to, because we have Maypri and Keela directly in front of it, but Maypri is right there. So there is going to be coming at you with a bite and a claw.
Nice. All right.
The bite. 26.
Yeah.
The claw. 14.
Nope.
All right. And the second claw. 21.
Yes.
Okay. So for the bite, you get 16 plus 7 necrotic damage. So that's 13 points of damage.
Okay.
And then you get, for the claw, 12 points of slashing damage, so 6.
Thank you.
So this creature's with its massive maw and just onto you. And its teeth grazes you. How do you get out of losing a part of yourself during this?
Rolling, just like barrel rolling, arms tucked close, trying to like roll from side to side, getting bit, and then just having to like yank her shoulder out of that. And like the necrotic damage is gross. It feels gross. It looks gross. But rolling around on the dirty ground, it helps a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Builds that immunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry's.
Okay, so given that this creature is so big, I think there's probably a 5-foot section of it that I could do stuff to without getting Keela or Maypri, right? Oh yeah, she's big. Yeah, so I feel confident. I'm going to cast Moonbeam at, what level do I want to cast that sucker at? Let's cast it at 4th level. 4th level Moonbeam, smack dab in the middle of its back and get some beautiful radiant damage going. I feel like it's not going to like that. So a silvery beam of pale light shines down in a 5-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder centered on a point within range. A dim light fills the cylinder. When it enters the spell's area for the first time, it takes 4d10 radiant damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one. Okay. So it is a constitution saving throw.
18.
Ooh, that just saves. So yes, it saves, but it will take half of this. 8 plus 4 is 12. Ooh, plus a 9 and a 10. What is that? 12 plus 19 is 31. Nice. Divided in half is 16. So 16 radiant damage coming at you. And it's concentration, so it is going to take that. It is going to have to roll again on each of its turns unless it moves out of my pretty, pretty sphere.
I would like to add that I think fans of the broadswords, if there's one spell that they would be well versed in, it's not fireball. No. It's moonbeam.
Moonbeam. This is the one.
Keela.
So first, I'm going to use my bonus action to send my two spirits to attack this creature. So let's roll for each of them. The first spirit is a 16. The second is a 10. I don't think either of those are going to hit. So now I'm angrier and I'm going to attack myself. 25 and 13.
The 25 does it.
That's 11 damage.
All right. And what does that look like?
I use both of my hands to take these, to call up my spirits, these kind of bright lights in the smoke, in the mist, and I send them up and they just can't quite seem to make purchase on this large creature. So I just grow angry and I go in for another one of those kind of lunging stabs that seems so, it just, I kind of make the same mistakes where I have one good lunging stab that seems to go in, but once again, I just can't get that second one in. I just don't have enough force behind it.
It reels back from that first jab and it opens its mouth in a big, nasty, toothed, gross mouth. And it releases mist. Ooh. I need everyone to give me a dexterity saving throw, please.
Ooh. Love those. Oh, as long as I can see that mist.
12.
15.
6.
All right. Every single one of you,
oh my gosh,
takes 25 points.
Ouch.
Oh, of necrotic damage. It was 50, but you take.
Oh my god! I saw that number. I was ready to throw up.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Hilaris.
You know, you hear from the mist.
You're all taking your temporary hit points at the top of each of your turns, right?
Well, you too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have been. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Sorry, Keela.
Yeah, those are vital to me, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Maypri.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, another neat thing about the Spirit Ward Circle. If you go down to zero, you're automatically stabilized within it.
Oh, that's really nice. If anybody needs healing, please let me know.
Okay, I'm good so far. I'm not even half yet.
Fine.
I am buff, even though I got ravaged by that horrible thing, well prone on the ground. Like, that was not a great time.
Oh, I should specify on my turn, I use my movement to stand up from being prone.
Oh, yeah. Also that.
Yeah, no, definitely using all my movement to stand. We're still pretty close to each other, and I've got that extra reach with my glaive anyways. So I'm good to try and carve out its damn teeth. Oh, well, a 25 will hit, right?
Yep. The 2 14s will not.
Yeah, that'll be 9 damage total. It's more like I am cleaning its teeth. Not much. Like, I'm not even like a good dentist. There's no blood, really.
That's the mark of a good dentist.
Right?
If it hurts, you know it's working.
Oh, please don't take dental advice from us, y'all.
You do that. And this creature sights Gilaris.
Uh-oh.
You have cast. Oh, wait. Do I?
Yeah, it takes more. It has to do it at the start of its turn.
Yeah, moonbeam.
Well, we're not. Yeah, we're at the start of the turn. So, yeah, constitution saving throw, correct?
Yeah.
19 plus 2.
Yeah, that saves. Okay, 9 and 4 is 13 plus another 9 is
22
plus 7, 29 divided by 2, 14. 15, 14, 15, don't know.
We'll do 14.
Okay.
It turns to face you, Hilaris, and it moves devastatingly fast towards you.
And does it move past us? Keela and I?
Yep.
Yeah!
Yeah. I had to. In that little moment, I'm just going to toss Hilaris Jr. off to the side.
Okay, yeah. Throw into a little house.
Yep.
That's just one attack from us.
Yeah, 14.
Nope.
24.
24 does.
For 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 damage. I slash its butt.
You do. You gouge it, but it does not pay any attention because it is setting its sights on the caster. And there is going to multi-attack.
Shit.
17 for a bite.
Oh, you know that's going to hit me. My AC is 11.
Okay. 24 for a claw.
That is also going to hit me.
15 for a claw.
Oh, that is also going to hit me.
All right. So you take 16 plus... Or actually, let's roll. Instead of doing averages, let's roll. It gives you a chance of not possibly getting the worst.
Still inside the circle.
Oh, I'm going to have to make concentration checks for Moonbeam on each of these, aren't I?
Yeah.
I do have Warcaster, though, so.
Yeah, that's way better this way. 10 minus divided by 2 is 5 points of piercing damage.
Okay. I'm going to wait for all of the damage, and then...
We have 4 points of necrotic damage.
That's already... Okay. Is that already halved?
Yes, that's already halved.
Okay. Cool, cool. It's fine. It's fine. No big deal. Mm-hmm. I got this.
Mm-hmm. 16 divided by 2 slashing is 8.
Okay.
14 divided by 2 is 7 for slashing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So it comes in and gives you a good old chomp slash slash.
So that's a total of 9 and 15, 24 so far. Okay, fun, fun, fun.
And that brings you to your turn.
Great. Love it. Super great. Well, okay. My more played out plan is maybe not as brilliant anymore. So, oh, heck yes. That's what I'm going to do. I am going to dimension door the heck out of here.
Wow. Yeah.
Scoop up that goat. No, thank you. Big ouchie. Goodbye. So... How far away, I guess this is 60 feet because I was at the very edge of the circle. It'd be 60 feet. I'm going to, oh, do I want to go far away or do I want to still be in the circle? Oh, that's hard. Okay. I guess I'm staying in the circle. So I'm going to dimension door, but I'm only going to do the 60 feet to get to the very furthest edge of the circle away from where we are right now, so that I'm still within its protection. Also, then if I go down, I don't immediately die.
Yeah.
I guess I need to make those concentration checks for Moonbeam. It was 3 hits, so I need to make 3 checks. Is that right, Victoria?
For Moonbeam?
Yeah, because it's a concentration spell, so if I lose my concentration on it from the damage, I might drop the spell.
Yes, it was 3 hits.
Okay, so that's a 17 plus 1, so I think that should do it for the first hit, and 12, and then, yeah, that's a natural 15.
And it's a constitution saving throw.
Saving throw, yeah. Okay, cool, so those are good. I don't think I have anything I can necessarily do for a bonus action. No, so I will cry a little bit and grit my teeth and hope it doesn't come after me again.
After you dimension door out of it, it reels its head around like, where the heck did my prey go? And it wheels to look at both you, Keela, and Maypri.
We shall devour your soul.
Or not. Not is good, too.
I'm good. I want to keep my soul. It's nice in my, me?
Yeah, yeah. Mapri has, that is a quality soul that deserves to be preserved.
Thank you.
Mine's like, soul okay.
Is lovely as well. No, it shines very bright.
Those who betray shall prevail.
Oh... You really do believe in the betrayer. That's too bad. He's not a good person. Like, they're just... I'm starting to understand why they did what they did, but, like, it's not okay in these kind of actions, as repercussions and consequences don't validate that kind of... shit.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. What Maypri said.
The betrayer sucks.
We shall take this land. And we shall grow.
You know, this land doesn't seem... First of all, this land doesn't seem that great. Second of all, you look like you've done all the growing you really needed to do.
Yeah, you're giant. Look at you.
Yeah, look at how impressive you look. Like, if you look any bigger, it's just going to, people aren't going to take you seriously anymore. You've reached the maximum level that people are going to take seriously. If you grow anymore,
it's comical.
Exactly. People are just going to laugh. They're literally going to laugh at you. I hope you're ready
for
that.
You don't want that.
Yeah, you are very scary looking. When I first saw you, those teeth, they are beautiful. I've been really trying to, like, carve one out. I want one for my own treasures.
Maybe less violent.
Shh. Oh, we want to be kind.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. Maybe What's we can, like, here? Talk it down. I don't know. I don't know, Maypri. I don't ever have a plan.
Oh, no. Me neither. We need you, Larrys. Did you teleport to near us since we were the opposite side directly?
I think I'm just, like, another, like, I think you were in the middle of the circle, so now I'm just 30 feet on the other side of you, like, the very edge of the circle on the other side.
As you're talking... The creature opens its mouth and lets out another blast of mist. And it is a 60-foot cone.
Oh, God.
So it is at...
I should have teleported further!
Because you're on the other side of them, so all three of you.
Mm-hmm.
Dexterity saving throw.
I got a 22.
Is it Dex?
I rolled a 19.
Not 20.
It's Dex.
Oh, wow, that's my best one yet. 18.
All right. Unfortunately, Larrys.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Let me roll 14d6 here.
Sorry about that audio.
42 oh divided word. By 2, so 21.
Oh, Bessie, I'm not looking so hot. But I do have those temporary hit points, so... Thanks for those, Keela. Those were important.
They've been clutch.
Keela gives you finger guns.
It's 21?
21. Keela.
Who's hurt? I shout into the battlefield.
Galerius raises a hand.
Okay. As my bonus action, I'm going to cancel my rage, and I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on Galerius. I'm going to cast at the third level, so you get 18 healies. And then I'm going to give a bardic inspiration to Maypri.
Nice.
And I'm just going to say to Maypri, Maypri, we may not have talked that monster down, but that doesn't mean that we can't take it down. And today you feel a little bit extra inspired. I don't know whether it's just because everything's, like, a little spookier than usual and you're feeling like you need that little bit of strength, but today you feel more inspired.
This is good. Yeah.
Maypri?
Okay, and refresh my dwindling memory. I can use Bardic Inspiration to add that to, like, my hit dice?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if I need it.
Yeah, you can add it onto an ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. And it's a d10 now.
Okay, I'm gonna add that d10 to my last hit. It's still sad. I was hoping for a direct 10.
Well, you have a 10% chance.
Yeah. Was okay, but I believe the 24 and the 26 hit, and I got a crit on my 26, and I have a something that does something with my crits that I never thought I was going to be able to use in the entirety of playing Maypri, since I got it, like, a couple levels ago. I'm like, this is silly. Who's ever going to use this? Brutal critical. I can roll one additional weapon damage die when determining the extra damage for critical hit with a melee attack.
Nice.
Cool. So just, like, an extra d10. Oh, it does the thing for me. That's always fun. Was that both of them? There's a lot of numbers in that. I'm just going to add a d10 to that. Oh, that's so sad. So 16 on one and 10. So that's 26 plus my rage, 26, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 32 damage. Damn. I finally did something.
What does that look like, that 32 damage?
Oh, that's beautiful. I carve out some of its damn teeth.
Nice.
That is what she set out to do, and that is what she will accomplish.
All right. It has bloody gums now.
Yeah.
It should brush more often.
Yeah. Gingivitis is happening there.
I have to floss.
It is its turn, and it is going to lash around with its tail at Yalaris.
It can reach me from 60 feet away?
It's a gargantuan beast.
Jesus, is it going to come into the moonbeam then?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So we've got to do constitution saving throw for the... That is a 10, so that does not...
That fails, finally. 8 and 6 is 14, plus 7, so 28 points of radiant damage.
Nice.
Damage.
And it brings its tail around at you, Larry's.
Fun.
It's a 16.
What does shield add?
I think plus 2 to your AC.
I think it's plus 5.
Oh, I've only ever used it at low levels.
Yeah, plus 5 bonus. So I will use a reaction to cast shield and bring my AC up to 16.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
I do not have the hit points to spare right now, let me tell you.
And what does that shield look like?
I'm just going to throw my arm up above my head, and I think as the tail whips down, it just sort of bounces off. I'm sorry, this is very serious, but the frickin' Vershemi Chef has just, like, infected my mind. So I really feel like, you know, it's sort of like a, you know, force field that it bounces off of, silvery light, all that. But, like, if you were really paying attention, you would just see the ghostly image of the Vershemi Chef holding a sheet pan out over top of me.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Oh, wait, no, it's not finished its turn.
I was going to say, it's only attacking me once. That's nice.
Yeah, no, that was a legendary action.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
That's only worth 1 point. So, I have multiple things that I can do now.
Yes, I believe you.
Yeah. It's not even technically its turn yet. It's still considered Maypri's turn.
Damn.
Yeah, so it is after it takes its tail, it is then going to release from its pores that gunky mist, and it is
a skincare routine.
And that mist, each creature that's within 10 feet of the Balrog, so that is Maypri and Keela ran over to Ylaris to do cure wounds, right?
Is cure wounds a touch, or are you still beside?
You might be right. 1 second, sorry folks. It is a touch spell.
Yeah.
How much did you cure me for again?
18 points.
I don't think I added it. Okay, cool. Thanks.
All that work.
Yeah, that work. So it is just Maypri at this point. So give me a dexterity saving throw, please.
And I can see this coming, like the tail coming at me.
16.
16.
So, yeah, that doesn't do it.
I'm going to take a lucky dice. I'm feeling lucky about this. You know, I get to re-roll it.
9.
The disappointment.
So it does 10 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
To you, so that's 5.
Thank you.
And you are knocked down prone. And this creature begins to move its wings. And it rises in a rush up into the air.
Okay.
And then it is going to dive down at Ylaris and Keela.
Neat.
But I'm right here. Take me.
And we are going to get a multi-attack. 18, Ylaris.
That'll hit me.
17, Ylaris.
Me again?
Yeah.
Yep.
And another 17.
All 3.
It doesn't like you.
I can tell. Mm-hmm. It's very spiteful.
Yep. It doesn't like you. Mm-hmm. So 6 slash piercing damage from its bite.
Okay. And that is already halved?
Yes.
I'm assuming.
And then we've got 2 damage of necrotic damage from its bite. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we have its first claw.
Okay.
Which will do 7 points of slashing damage.
Okay. 14, 8 is 22.
Still hanging on by thread.
And it is your turn, Ylaris.
Amazing. I'm going to spit some blood out of my mouth. And let's try this. Just like, oh, God. But Keela and I are both right here, hey?
Yep.
Do I risk it or do I not? I don't know.
Keela hasn't really been hurt yet.
Yeah, I
have. Yeah.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay. Don't listen to me.
I'm gonna try it. Okay. Like, stop talking and just get it out. And I'm gonna try and banish it back to the goddamn Shadowfell. So it needs to make charisma saving throw. So this drops Moonbeam.
8.
Oh, that's a no.
That's a no. So Moonbeam drops, and it is a concentration spell for a minute. But yeah, no, it's just put my hands out, and like in between my hands, like a little like wind tunnel vortex opens, and it starts to get just like into the vortex.
No, 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 no.
Thunder.
Thunder. Jug solo.
Sorry, right. There is a helicopter circling above my house, so apologies for the fun.
What did you do?
Do we need to talk? I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go down to the basement now. They can't find me.
How far away from it is me? Sorry.
I enjoyed that sentence. Way of phrasing that.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you hear Tycho right there?
Is that what that was?
Yeah, he's having dreams.
Oh.
I'm going to roll a dice. I don't know how to decide this. Okay. Come here. Where are you? Spell lust.
I think that would be kind of a fun point to end the episode with a sound.
Yeah, I think so.
And like a successful banishment?
If the target is native to a different plane of existence than the one you're on, the target is banished with a faint popping noise, returning to its home plane.
Great Foley work.
You banished Beleg, the ravaged worm.
Dang.
I wasn't like dying, but I was like at 23 health points and I only had one level 3 spell slot left. So like I could have just continued to disperse one more wounds, but
I mean that wouldn't have been terrible. I had 12 hit points. But I do still have some big guns left. But
I could have taken a lot more. I'm at 54.
I mean, that's like
about half
one of its big hits if we're not in the half damage zone, but yucky.
Yeah, I'm just excited I got to use Brutal Critical.
Yeah,
nice. That was great.
One of those things I just assumed I'd never have to use. Oh, I did not hit stop. Okay, doing it now.
Yeah.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.